Hello, my beautiful people. Welcome back to another episode of It Is So Podcast with Erica Shante, where we talk all things restoration. I pray that you all have had an amazing week thus far. I pray that your mind has not been weary. I pray that you have focused yourself on the things of God and what he's trying to do in your life. And most of all, I pray that you have had rest, not sleep, rest, because there is a difference. Rest is for the soul. Sleep is for the body. I'm going to say that again. Rest is for the soul and sleep is for the body. And I'm going here, friend, I know, we just started this episode and Erica is already coming for my neck. I am, because I'm in that boat too. And help me help you. That's all I want to say. Help me help you, friend. So I have slept, but I have not gotten any rest. I've not gotten any rest because my mind is just wandering. I am so focused on what's going to come, what's happening now. How is it affecting me? How is it affecting the people around me? The question that, Eve was battling with in the beginning, did God really say, did he mean what he said? Or was there any tweaks to it or any loopholes in it? Like, especially when we are focused on reaching our destiny, focused on reaching our promise, we don't know these things. And so it's hard for us to get rest, but it's easy for our body to sleep because we are tired. Okay, we get weary. We're at a point where it's just like, look, I'm just going to go ahead and go to sleep because it's a natural thing for my body to do when my body is tired. But when you wake up, I don't care how many hours of sleep you have gotten, when you wake up, you're still so drained and you're still so tired. And in fact, you're even tired than you were before. I always wonder, why is that? How come when I got like 2 hours of sleep, or took like a little brief power nap, sometimes I can feel so refreshed. But here I am trying to get 6 to 8 hours of sleep, and I wake up and my body feels like I've been hit by a bus. I'm even more tired than before. It's because you got sleep, but your soul did not get rest. And that's not to be confused. And I was thinking about the verse that Psalms 23. He leads me besides, and this is not how it starts, of course. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He restores my soul. Who is the he? God. We cannot give ourselves rest. And that's what we've been trying to do. We've been trying to give ourselves rest. It's not our responsibility. It's not our job. He will give us rest. The word also says that because of our unbelief, we cannot enter into God's rest. So we have a prerequisite for God's rest is to believe. To believe that things are going to get better. To believe that God has an expected end for us. To believe that his promises are yes and amen. To believe that he has plans to prosper us and that are for our good and not to harm us. But we don't believe. We don't believe because of what has happened, because of what we're facing, because of our lack thereof, because we haven't seen any hope. We don't have any hope. That's what's stopping us. That's what's stumping us from going into our next. It's because we simply don't believe. Yes, I'm talking to you who go to church every Sunday. You read your word. You pray. You may even speak in tongues. Okay. But you still don't believe. You believe to a certain extent. You believe as long as you have your hand in it. Uh-oh. I'm sorry. I know. Take a deep breath. Yeah, I know. As long as you have your hands in the pot, you're fine. God, I believe you, but I'm going to be right here. Checking up on you. Y'all ever had a parent? Y'all ever had a parent that told you that they were going to do something for you? And every 3 seconds you're asking, hey, I'm just trying to see if you, yes. They all in the room upstairs and here you go. Standing by the door. Staying around. You have to have your hands in it. And because you're keeping your eyes on it so diligently. Now, I'm not saying, because let me kill a devil there. I'm not saying that you don't need to wait in expectation. Waiting in expectation and having your hands in a pot are two different things. Waiting in expectation is, hey, I'm about to sit at this table. And I'm waiting to be fed, to be given the next set of instructions. But when you are actively up, trying to be in the kitchen cooking at the same time, get out the kitchen, sit at the table and wait, because God is going to come through on his word. But don't be in such of a rush that you're distracting. You're being distracted. And now you're being delayed at the same time too. I understand that it's hard. Especially when you're weary. And when you're in agony. And when you're experiencing pain. Whether that's emotional, mental, psychological, physical, whatever. You're tired and you're just like, look, I just want this to end. So God, you're taking too long. I tried waiting on you, but I need to do something about this. Now you're stepping outside of rest and you're just going for sleep. Anything to escape. Oh my goodness. Now, this just brought me back to something I was explaining to someone earlier, last week, honestly, about when I was a kid, whenever I felt any type of anxiety or stress or mental exhaustion, anything of that sort, I would escape by the form of taking a nap. I just couldn't take it anymore. It was too much on my mind. I had to physically try to get out of whatever I was in. And so I would do that by taking a nap. Let me just go to bed. It's not going to take my problem away, but temporarily it's going to fix it. And guess what? Every time I woke up, the problem was still there. And if I can be quite frank, after I woke up, it was just like, now I'm even more mad. Now I'm even more angry. I'm even more frustrated because here I am. I escaped for a little while, but now I'm back. And it's just like, dang, now I got to sit here and go through all of this all over again because now my anxiety is heightened. My anxiety is heightened at this moment. And so again, back to what I said in the beginning, my body experienced sleep. Sleep is for the body, but rest is for the soul. It's your soul that is weary. It's your soul that is looking for comfort. Your soul is looking for peace. Any type of peace or comfort that is going to soothe me, that I don't have to have my hands on because I can't take it. And the Lord God is saying, I can give you that. I want to give you that. Let me give you that. And you enter into my rest by believing on me. What does belief look like? One step at a time, going from glory to glory, faith to faith. I believe you, so therefore I'm going to what? I'm going to follow you. If you're saying go over here to the right, I'm going to move by faith with confidence, knowing that you're not going to lead me astray. You're not going to tell me to go somewhere where you have not provided a provision for. I'm going to be here. If I don't see anything else but a rock, I'm going to stand here on this rock until I see your unchanging hand, your unwavering power, your matchless victory. I have to tell myself that. I have to build myself up on my most holy faith. I have to. Why? Because I know who I serve. I know the type of God that if he did it before, he can do it again. I know that nothing is too hard for him. I know these things. And because I know who God is, it doesn't matter what I feel. It doesn't matter what I'm going through. In the midst of my pain, in the midst of my going through, in the midst of my problem, any problem that I have, God is the answer. And that settles it. He's the answer. And he never changes. So because of that, whatever I'm currently experiencing in this moment, it's only It's only a process to get me closer to God. His word literally says in James 4:8, I believe, if we draw unto God, he will draw unto us. It's a promise. It's his word, and his word is so good that he puts his word above his name. That's sure. That is absolutely, positively sure. And I can bank on that. You can bank on that. We can bank on that. Erica, what is step one? Step one is one step. It's just one step. You taking that one step in front of you is your step one. You are looking to have all of the answers before you move. You're not God. You're not God, babe. Friend, sweetheart, I don't know. However you need to be comforted in this moment, let me be that for you. You're not God. Just take one step. Gain strength from God and take another step. I don't care how that looks. Stop comparing your journey to someone else's journey. It's your journey. If all week you did that one thing that God told you to do, that was your one step. And may the next week, by the grace of God, with the leading of the Holy Spirit, you get two things done. And then you keep going until you're able to strengthen yourself to get many things done within the first day. But you take your one step. Don't allow yourself to become too weary that you don't see that your one step is your good doing. It's your well doing. The Bible tells us don't grow weary in well doing. You're growing weary in taking this one step because you believe, okay? You believe that it's not enough. God literally told Abraham, go to the place that I will show you. Abraham had to activate his faith. And this is, we call him the father of faith. He had to activate his faith and take it, what? One step at a time. If Abraham literally, after every step that he took, is this a direction? Is this, you say go here? Is this enough? Like, think about the anxiety that would have riddled his body. If after every step in that journey, he was like, here, God, now I don't know about this one. And well, let me go back. And he, oh my goodness, could you imagine a whole nation? So many descendants was waiting on Abraham to obey God, to enter into God's rest, to not grow weary in his well-doing, to rely on God for every step of the way, to not sit in agony and despair, to get up from where he was, to leave everything he thought he knew that he thought brought him peace and comfort and stability, which was his family, and get up and leave from there to enter into something that God said come into without Abraham even knowing if that was even truly better than what he left. Can I submit to you something that is probably going to blow your mind, but it's going to help you? You are so used to chaos that this one little thing that is outside of your chaotic mind, chaotic mess that you have been so accustomed to, it's so simple that it's stopping you. It's so simple that it's stopping you from entering into God's rest. And because of that, you're delaying yourself from your destiny. Get up, friend. Get up, stand on God's promise, and take one step. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead, may it quicken your mortal body and give you strength to take one step. And may you be accomplished in that one step. And may it give you so much hope and peace and comfort that you get ready to take another step. It starts there. It doesn't end there. You're so focused on the end that you're saying this one step is not going to do anything. But guess what? How else are you going to get there if you don't move? You have to push through. Is it a war? Absolutely. But guess who stands? Oh my goodness, that's good to me. Guess who stands in victory? God. And he's just waiting on you to move. He's already at the finish line. The race is not given to the strong nor the swift, but to the one that endures to the end. You need endurance, enduring power. May the power of endurance hit your body, hit your life, hit your mind, hit your heart, hit your soul. You're going to get there. But you got to get up. It's a journey. You walking it out day by day. The enemy wants so badly to stagnate you. That's why you experience that trauma. That's why you experience what you did. That's why you're in what you're in. Because he wants to stop you. He knows that if you come into the mindset that you truly are victorious through Jesus Christ, if you truly begin to believe that the Holy Spirit is with you, walking with you, guiding you, leading you, if you truly begin to believe that God is the great I am and he's going to do what he said he's going to do, if you begin to believe that, oh my goodness, he can't stop you. He can't stop you anymore. You won't be delayed anymore. You won't sit and have agony and despair and defeat on your mind. You will begin to build your hope on things that are eternal. You begin to think on things that are most holy and tried and true. And you will begin to run and leap. You won't be derailed. You won't no longer be distracted. Your destiny will be within reach. You will be moving at leaps and bounds, leaping over walls, hopping over these obstacles. Oh my goodness. Then you will be able to run and not faint. Listen, this is so good to me, y'all. This is getting good to me. Write that down. Write that down. Sometimes you got to do it with tears in your eyes. And that's okay too. You trying to wait till you stop crying? No. Cry and walk. Cry and step. Scream and step if you have to. But move. Don't stay there. Where you are now is not where you're going to be if you move. You are victorious, friend. and you will be restored. You feel like you're not moving? God is leading you beside the still waters. He's letting you hear what victory sounds like in Him. He's letting you see that if you allow me to lead you, all you have to do is be like the water and be still. Be still and know that I am God. Oh my goodness. New revelation unlocked. Be still and know that I am God. Sometimes we're so busy moving, going here, going there, trying to put our hand in the pot, do this, help God cook up this and do this right here and say this. Okay, well, God, we can't come into the full knowledge of who God is when we're constantly moving and trying to be God of our own lives. Do you want to know God? Or just know a little bit? Know enough so that you can try to go create your own destiny? Know enough so that you could be confident in your own self? The first thing, or the first saying that most of us say whenever we get into a bump in the road, or we come to a stop in our journey, or we experience something that's so hard or detrimental, what do we say? I don't know how I'm going to get out of this. I don't know how I'm going to do this. You're right. You told the truth, and I'm glad. And let the truth set you free. You may not know, but God does. So what does that tell me, Erica Shante? That tells me that God's thoughts are above my thoughts. So if I don't know and He knows, that means that I need to surrender my thoughts for His thoughts so that He can therefore lead me and guide me. Come on, y'all. Get out of your head. You cannot fix it by yourself. You were not designed to. We were designed and created to need God. And you don't believe that wholeheartedly. You want God to be there just to help you when you can't do it anymore. Right? Guess what? You were never going to be able to do it by yourself in the first place. So go ahead and surrender. He's Emmanuel, God with us. He's the vine, we are the branches. Without Him, apart from Him, we can do nothing. God, I want to run and leap. I want to soar. I want to get to my end, my destiny. I cannot do that if you are not with me. I need you. I have need of you. I am not my own God. You're going to get there. And it's going to be all right. He has an expected end for your future. And I know that you are going through. I may not know what, but I know who. Who can help you enter into His rest. His rest. His rest. He restores your soul. Not you. Your body, your mind, your heart may have experienced trauma, but God wants your soul to experience what trusting in Him looks like, what trusting in him feels like, what trusting in him sounds like. I want so desperately for your soul to experience rest so that you're not fighting from a broken place, alone, without hope that your next swing is even going to make a move. If it's even going to defeat the enemy or even scratch him a little bit, dang, it's going to do something. Like, I don't want you to feel that way, friend. And the only way that you can do that is if you allow God to help your unbelief. Submit to him those areas that you don't believe in. God, I'm struggling financially. And I was secure before. I had money. Listen, Kevin Hart got money in my check-ins and a little bit in my savings, you know, like I had that. And now God is looking a little empty in there. And I'm trying to give my 10% of what I get, but what I get ain't adding up. Like, Lord, can you help me? You said I'm supposed to be the lender and not the borrower, but I've been borrowing for a long time now. Like, I'm ready to enter into that rest. So, Father, can you show me? That's how we can come to God. That's how we should be coming to God. You got to stop telling yourself that you got it when the truth is you don't and you haven't for a very long time. We got to do better. We got to take it one step at a time. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Even baby elephants are huge. What you're facing is huge. It may seem like you're never going to make it out, but you will. I pray that this episode has given you strength. I pray that it has helped you put your shoes on, not to run away, but to run right into your destiny with the help of the Holy Spirit, with hope, and with new faith. And with all that being said, I will see you guys next week.